I was really, they wanted me to take advantage of my experience with the Air Corps, Air Forces, as I guess it was then, but it's still the Army, both in airplanes and the operations of things. Mm-hmm. So I was put in charge of so-called delivery group, which was really, had the responsibility really of going from a device that would have a nuclear explosion to one that could fit in an airplane, be dropped without breaking apart. And so a bunch of engineering. Now, that was very heavily an engineering program that I was involved in. In fact, really, my group had a fair, I would say 50% of what later became the Sandia Corporation. Mm-hmm. Was probably our quite small group. Of course, we didn't do all the things that they were doing, but that was basically a fundamental activity. And also the liaison with the Air Corps. We set up programs. Well, we did testing, obviously, at Los Alamos. We also arranged at the meeting when we got the first meeting with GEP. Even three test B-29s assigned to us, one test B-29 assigned initially, mm-hmm. and then supervised a bunch of tests we had at Muroc Dry Lake. The thing that happened that sort of went a little bit astray was that we had these high altitude airplanes and wanted to test what our bomb shapes, you know, would fall down head over heels. And as a control, we dropped a bunch of standard 500-pound bombs, which is the one bomb most used in Europe. And to our surprise, they missed the target terribly. Mm. But we had high-speed cameras photographing them, and we could see that the tail fins bent and on the way down. I mean, the forces, when they dropped 15,000 feet, no problem. But above something like 15,000, the tail fins distorted. And the plane, the bombs fell head over. These were the standard bombs being used. Mm-hmm. And I know Parsons, who was the head of the Ordnance Division there, thought, well, at last he was going to contribute something really to the war effort by getting this straight. So this was reported through channels mm-hmm. to Washington. And only a year or so later did we discover that for security reasons, this message had not been passed through to the people, and it was eventually discovered independently about a year later by the 8th Air Force and observing just from the airplane how badly the bombs were falling. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, security does funny things sometimes.